You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 6-1, and Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win is also 6-1. Lee, Newcastle odds on to be relegated now. They've only picked up 2 points from their last five in the Premier League, and they seem to be bumping into teams at just the wrong times. And I think this has happened with West Ham as well, following that performance midweek against Bournemouth. Dimitri Payet back fit, and he was instrumental in that game. I think not only do you have his influence, I think that filters down to the rest of the players as well when he's in the team.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think it gives everyone a boost, doesn't it? And it hit them hard, didn't it, when he went, and it just seems to have changed completely ever since that. You know, Newcastle, he's just struggling to get any consistency out of them at the moment, isn't he? I mean, you know, the spirit that they showed on in the midweek game against Man United on Tuesday night was brilliant, I thought. I mean, you know, I mentioned earlier on the podcast that listening to Five Live and Alan Shearer was doing the co-commentary, which, you know, not the most enigmatic on Match of the Day, but I think it was good to hear him. You know, he's obviously at Newcastle and he's always quite open about the team. And I thought you could hear in his voice, once he went one down, he was like worried. When he went two down, I think he thought the game was over, and back they came. And fair play to Newcastle. Can they keep doing it? That's the problem, you know. Can they put in another performance against West Ham here? I don't really know which way to go here. The West Ham price looks tempting. I think the draw is probably the best price of the three. It's the biggest, that's for sure. But I'm going to be fascinated to see what happens to John Joe Shelby here. I'm thinking right in saying, Derek, you always quite liked him at Liverpool. I've always been a fan of this player. Now, he's got his problems. You know, he's accused of laziness and he's accused of his attitude not being
lazy.
Right. He's 23 years old. He's got plenty of time to mature yet. Now, Steve McLaren will hope he's the man who gets the best out of him. What I like about him is how forward-thinking he is, and he's got a fantastic shot on him. He could become a hero on Tyneside, couldn't he? He's the sort of player who, you know, could become a real kind of legend at the club, even if it's for a year or two, because that's what they do up in the northeast. 7-2 anytime. I'm going to go for a debut goal for John Joe Shelby. 7-2.
Okay.
Derek? I wouldn't argue with that one. I mean, we went for strongly for West Ham in midweek to win at Bournemouth, and they did, but they were 3-1 that day. And you know, your odds compilers have learnt their lesson. They've had their backside.
That was the crazy. I know you've already said it there, but that was the craziest price this season.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't make any sense, did it?
No. 9-5 makes a lot more sense, to be honest, than Newcastle, especially as Newcastle are actually below Bournemouth. You know, it didn't. That just highlights again what a rick that was. For some reason, I can't bring myself to back against Newcastle here. But I think West Ham are a little bit on the shorter side for me. Yeah, there was a lot to like about Newcastle in midweek. After the 2-0 down, it did look over, but they did show a lot. And it was interesting, the comments that Steve McLaren and a few of the players were making afterwards. Yeah, we've been beaten 1-0 four matches in succession, but we'd actually deserve to win a couple of those games, they were saying. Yeah, you know, they would say that, wouldn't they? But, you know, you read the report as well, there's a kernel of truth in that. I wouldn't back against Newcastle here, but you don't win enough games for my liking to be backed at these kind of prices to beat West Ham. Not often I go for the draw at the moment because the prices are so tempting everywhere else, but this one isn't. This doesn't tempt me. I'm going to go for the draw.
Draw 23-10. You mentioned John Joe Shelby as a possible goal scorer, Lee, at 7-2. Have a look at Jorginho Wijnaldum as well. He's in the betting at, I think he was 11-5 to score any time in this game, and he has 13-5 years to score any time. He's got 8 goals in the Premier League, and they've all come at St James's Park. So have a look at him to score any time in this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.